Okay, today we're doing Daf Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Beitza. We sort of left off right in the middle of a discussion. We are at Bimai Ukimta, at the end of the fourth line of the page. Bimai Ukimta. Today we're going to talk about the Machlokas of Ishir Chametz and why Chametz is different than Sa'ar. We're going to explain the Machlokas B'Sham Beis Hillel about Kisoy on Hadam on Yom Tov. We're going to talk about, that's probably all we're going to get to today, but let's begin. We left off in middle of a discussion. We were talking about a chicken where you find the egg very early in the morning on Yantif, before daybreak on Yantif, before Alos HaShachar, even on Yantif. So we said you have the right to assume that if there was a male in the vicinity, so you know that egg came from as a result of the male, so the egg must have come already the previous day, because an egg that comes as a result of a male wouldn't come at nighttime. So says the Gemara, Bimai Ukimta. What did we say? Rav who asered such an egg, we said, is B'disaf Meara. Must be where it didn't come as a result of a male, must be that it came from the ground. Well, my irya badak, kilo badak nami. Why does Rav Dafka speak about a case where you checked it, the kan the previous day? Even if you didn't check the kan the previous day, it should be aser, because maybe it was born on Yantiv, maybe it was laid on Yantiv. You don't have to know that it was laid on Yantiv. So it says Gemara, no, kilo badak, if you didn't check before Yantiv, then ema meat mal havai. Then we would assume that it was actually laid before Yom Tov and not on Yom Tov night, because most of the time when a chicken lays an egg, it's going to be during the daytime, even when it gets warmed by the ground and not by a male. Ihach iki badak nami ema yatsaruba v'chazra hiuch Rabbi Yochanan. Well, still, if that's the case, then even if you did check and there was nothing there before Yantif, and you found it there early in the morning in Yantif, shouldn't we still assume that it must have come from before Yantif? Why didn't you see it? Maybe most of it came out before Yantif and it popped right back in the mother and then came out entirely on Yantif, but it already had a din of being nolad before Yantif. Says Gemara, that's far-fetched. Rabbi Yochanan lo shchiach. That's a very uncommon case for it to happen. So we'd rather assume that it was nolad during the nighttime as a result of the warming from the ground, rather than assume that it was nolad during the day by coming out rover the way, popping back in, then coming out again. That's much less likely. V'am Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul Amar Rav, hay tuma shchika sakanta legiluya. If a person has a garlic that's ground up, it's a sakana to leave it exposed, because when a snake finds it, he's going to drink from it, and he's going to leave some of its venom in the garlic. Now, fine. The Gemara, the Mishnah said both chametz and sa'ar are asa to eat on Pesach, and anyone who eats it is chayiv kares. And there's an isra of bayira bayimatzeh of owning chametz on Pesach, and there's a mitzvah of tashbisu of destroying chametz on erev Pesach. Sa'ar is sourdough. It's sourdough. It's something that's stronger than regular chametz, and people use it. And ad hayom, people use certain sourdoughs as a way of making the most delicious bread, as a way of fermenting the bread. So Beishamei or sa'ar b'kazayis. Beishamei holds that the isra of sa'ar is b'kazayis, which means a smaller shear than the isra of chametz. Chametz is only asur b'kakoseves, and Beisul says no, they're both b'kazayis. So it was my time. Why does Beis Shammai distinguish between Sa'ar and Chametz? Why can't they both be Aser B'Kazayis? So the Gemara explains, Beis Shammai holds that it can't be that they have the same shear. Because Im Kain, if they really had the same shear, the Torah says, Lo yirah lecha chametz, ro yirah lecha sa'ar b'chal gvulecha. It should have said, Lichtov rachman chametz, v'lo bayi sa'ar. The Torah should have only mentioned the Yisra of chametz, bal yirah and chametz, and it shouldn't have even mentioned sa'ar v'ana amina, I'd figure out on my own. Uma chametz shein chimutze kasha b'kazayis, if chametz, which is a less intense form of chametz, is also b'kazayis, sa'ar shechimutz v'kasha lo kolshkein. Sa'ar, which is a more intense form of chametz, should for sure be also only b'kazayis. So sa'ar d'kas rachman alamli, why does the Torah have to specify sa'ar? Lamal chashir shalzek, lomar l'cha, shi'uro shalzeh, lo kishi'uro shalzeh. Says Beis Shammai, it must be that they have different shi'urim, that they don't both have the same shi'ur. Beis Hillel disagree, and they say, no, tzrichi, we need the Torah to tell me both sa'ar and chametz, even if they have the same shi'ur. Dikas Rachamana Sa'or, because if the Torah only would have said Sa'or, Hava Minim Mishum Duchim Utsay Kasha, I would say Dafka Sa'or has a shear of a Kazayis, because it's such a significant, intense form of Chametz. Aval Chametz Deinuchim Utsay Kasha, Ema Lo, I would think that it doesn't become Aser B'Kazayis. So Tzricha, that's why it has to say Chametz. Vikas Rachman Chametz, and if we would have said Chametz, I would say Mishum Durai La'Achila, that Chametz is Aser because it's right to eat. Aval Sar Shein Roy La'Achila, but Sa'ar can't be eaten as is, say Malo, I would think it does not become Aser B'Kazayis. Tzricha, that's why I need the Torah to tell me both Chametz and Sa'ar. So Beishamai lasu de Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara says, does Beishamai not hold of Rabbi Zeira? Dam Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says that, you know, when the Torah says you can't have chametz in your house for 7 days and you're chayv kares, you know, the Torah could have said that anyone who eats sa'ar and included that in the Ashar. Pasach HaKasav B'Sa'ar V'Siyem B'Chametz. The Torah starts by talking about Sa'ar and then concludes the Pasach by talking about Chametz. Lomer Lecha Zeu Sa'ar Zeu Chametz, to tell you that they both have the same Isra Achila, that they have the same exact shear. So how could Beis Shammai distinguish between them? It can't be that Beis Shammai disagrees with Rabbi Zeira, because the pasuk seems to support Rabbi Zeira. So it says Gemara, no, linyan achila kuli amalo pligi. When it comes to the issue of eating chametz, everyone agrees that both sa'ara and chametz have the same shear of kezayis. Ki pligi linyan biur. The whole machlokas is regarding the chiv to destroy it. Beishamai savri lo yalfinun biur me achila. Beishamai says we don't learn the shear of biur from the shear of achila. And beisil amri yalfinun biur me achila, that we do learn the shear of biur from the shear of achila. It marnami, and we have a statement like this as well that explains the machlokas similarly. Am Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina machlokas leinyon biur avlin achila divrei kol zavizah b'gazayis. The whole machlokas is about in the midst of biur, but when it comes to the isra achila, everyone would agree that it's all b'gazayis. Tanya nami achim of a brisa where they argue about biur and not about achila, because the brisa says v'layor alecha chametz v'layor alecha sa'ar. So zehu machlokas shvein mesham mesil shbeisham yom sa'ar b'gazayis. So you see that it's that in that price, so they argue only about biur, not about achila. Now the Mishnah said, "Hashochi chayva of biyamtov." A person shechs a chayor or of an yamtov. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to take the shovel, dig into the ground, get some dirt, and do kisui adam. So the Gemara says, "Ha shochet," someone who happened to have shechted. That implies diyevedin lechachila lo, that you're not supposed to shech. That if you did it, then you're allowed to dig into the ground in order to get the dirt. But Ema Seifa, Beisulam lo yeshchot, that Beisul is the one that introduces the idea that it's better not to shech. Makal de Tanakama, sounds like Beishamai holds Savar yeshchot, that you are allowed to shech. So it's a steer. Does Beishamai hold you're even allowed to shech lechachila or not? Says Mar Holo Kasha. No, it's not a Kasha at all. You don't have to say that Beis Hillel asers only lechachila. It could be that even after you shechted, Beis Hillel would ask you to do kisui adam. When Beis Hillel says don't shecht, it means don't do the gemar maisa shechita, which means don't even do the kisui. Lo yishchot v'yachase ka'amar. So Beis Shammai would say you shouldn't shecht, but if you did, you could do kisui adam. Beis Hillel would say you can't even do kisui adam after you shecht. But Ema Seifa, but then how are you going to explain the Seifa where it says, Modim Shem Shachat, Sheyachbar B'dek of Yechasa, Machal de Reisha Lavdi Avedhu? It sounds like in the Seifa, Beis Hillel says that if you did Shecht, you can dig and do Kisui Adam. Sounds like in the Reisha, it's not B'di Aved, it's even Lechachila that you're allowed to Shecht in order to do Kisui. Otherwise, what's Beis Hillel arguing with? So the Lashon of the Mishnah is difficult again. So Amar Rabbah answers as follows, Ha'achi Ka'amar, the town of the Mishnah means say as follows: Hashochet shebali malech. If a shochet who does not have dirt with which to do kisui adam comes and asks a shayla, am I allowed to shecht or not? Kate said, Omer lo, what should you tell him? Beishami omrim Omer lo, shchot chafar v'chasei. Beishami says you could tell him, do the shchita, dig, and then cover. Ubeisulim omrim lo yishchot elunken hayloa from lechum v'odyom. That you would tell him, don't shecht unless you have dirt prepared from the daytime already. So really, even the Chachila Beis Shammai is matir shechting with the plan of digging. And the Lashon of Hashochet still makes sense, because Hashochet is just describing a shochet who wants to know an answer. So it's not saying that it's only a bidiyavet. It's saying when he wants to know the answer, here's what you tell him. You tell him the chavchili is allowed to do it. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, no. Hachi kavri. Here's what the Tana is trying to say. Hashochet shabali imalech ketzarom lo. A shochet asks a shayli, what should you tell him? Beishami omrim omrlo lech chafar shechot v'chasei. Go dig shecht. And then use the dirt that you dug to cover the dam. Meaning, dig before you do the shechita. And then do the shechita after you've already dug. They're not allowed to shecht unless you had afer muchan mibod yom. So Rav Yosef is really fundamentally the same as Rabbah. It's just that, meaning in that Beisham and Beisilil are arguing whether l'chadchila he's allowed a shecht. It's just that Rabbah and Rav Yosef disagree in terms of the proper order to do it. Do you shecht and then dig, or do you dig and then shecht in Beisham's view? Samle Abai l'Rav Yosef. Abai says Rav Yosef, lema mar v'Rabbah b'drabi zeir amarav kamen flagisu. Maybe you and Rabbah are disagreeing about Rabbi Zeir amarav, whether you should say should we say that you and Rabbah are arguing about the din of Rabbi Zeir HaMarav. Why? What's the din of Rabbi Zeir HaMarav? Dam Rabbi Zeir HaMarav, HaShochet Tzorach Sheitin Ofer Lamata Va'Ofer Lamala. That the Shochet has to put some dirt under and some dirt on top. Shemar V'Shav Chasam V'Chisal Ba'Ofer. Ofer Lo Namar Ela Be'Ofer, which implies that there's got to be Ofer on bottom and top. Melamit HaShochet Tzorach Sheitin Ofer Lamata Ve'Ofer Lamala. So, Demar Isled Rabbi Zeir, you Rav Yosef hold of Rabbi Zeir, and that's why you have to prepare dirt before the Shechita. Rabbi Lesleid Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi doesn't know the Rabbi Zeir, and therefore you don't need to dig any dirt until after the Shechita. Some layer of Yosef says, incorrect. Bein Lidi, Bein Rabbi, Island Rabbi Zeir. We both hold the Rabbi Zeir. Hacha Bahaka Miflagi. Here's what we're arguing about. Rabbi Savri Yikaf Lamata in Ilolo, that only if you have dirt prepared from beforehand underneath, then you're allowed to shecht and then dig and then cover. If you don't have dirt for the underneath part, then Beishamai would not allow digging. Because we're afraid if we let you dig just for the dirt under, you're going to dig, put the dirt under, and then say, change my mind, I'm not going to shecht. And it will turn out that you dug for nothing. But Lididi, Adifa, I think better not to make such a gzera and asr shechita because of chashash that he might change his mind and not do the shechita. Because any time you're telling a person they're not allowed to shecht and yantiv, you have a concern that he's not going to properly celebrate simchas yomtov, and that's the most important, that you want him to shecht animals and have the ability to shecht animals so that he can have simchas yomtov. Okay, Baz Hashem will pick up with umodim next time at the two dots on the bottom of Zion Amud Beis.